The majority of Caleb's subjects strongly supported their youthful king and his new archbishop in his confrontation with the Church of God awaiting. They knew precisely what the church, or at least the group of four, which actually created and manipulated the church's policies, had intended to happen to their kingdom and their families when they chose to break Carus's power once and for all by turning it into a wasteland of slaughtered people and burned towns. They supported the scathing indictment Michael had sent to Grand Vicar Erek in their collective name, for they'd made a clear distinction between God himself and the corrupt, venal men who controlled the church. But if the majority of Carizians felt that way, a significant minority did not, and almost a quarter of the kingdom's clergy were outraged and furious at Caleb's impious challenge to the church's rightful, God-given authority. It would have been nice if Merlin had been able to convince himself that all of those people who disapproved were just as corrupt and calculating as the group of four themselves. Unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of them weren't. Their horror at the thought of schism within God's church was completely genuine, and their outrage at the ruler who dared to raise his hand against God's will sprang from a deep-seated, totally honest faith in the teachings of the Church of God awaiting. Many, most of them, saw it as their sacred duty to resist, by any means they could, the abominations King Caleb and Archbishop Michael sought to impose upon the kingdom. For the first time in living memory, there was an actual, significant, internal threat to the life of a king of Carus, and Stainer's regretful expression showed that the archbishop understood exactly why. "I know, Michael," Caleb said. "I know. But we can't undo what we've already done, and even if I thought it was what God wanted, we couldn't turn back from the journey we've begun, which doesn't mean," he looked back at Wave Thunder, "that I want any mass arrests. I've never been very fond of iron heels, and I can't convince people who hate and fear what they think I'm doing that they're wrong about my policies or the reasons for them if I start right out trying to crush every voice of disagreement." "I've never suggested that we ought to, Your Highness. I only—"
"His Majesty is right, my lord," Stainer said quietly, and Wave Thunder looked at him. "It's the question of conscience, of the relationship between each individual human soul and God, which stands at the heart of the group of four's hostility towards us," the archbishop continued in that same firm, quiet voice. "Trenaire and Clinton, each for reasons of his own, are determined to preserve Mother Church's total control over the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of all of God's children. They've seen fit to dress their ambition in the fine clothes of faith and concern for the salvation of souls, to pretend that they're motivated only by priestly duty and not the obscene wealth and decadent lives they live, when in fact their own arrogance and corruption have turned Mother Church herself into a tool of oppression and greed."